and individuals who want voc rehab.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you for that question, Jennifer. That was great. That was great. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to move quickly then to Jen Prado for the legislative update. Then I'll have some brief remarks for the director's report, keep it short, or the chairman's report, and then we'll adjourn. Jennifer.
Sure. Not much to report yet regarding legislation. The governor's office and the Office of Policy and Management are still working on the governor's budget, which will be presented in early February. There are a few task forces that have been meeting that we have representation on, including the wheelchair repair task force and the elderly nutrition task force, and those should be coming out with recommendations sometime in January. So, yeah, everything is still works in progress at this point, but we should be starting to hear things, I would say, late January, early February.
Very good.
So stay tuned.
Very good. Terrific. Thank you. Lastly, I just want to make a couple of comments. Carol, with your essentially wrapping up 1 year as our leader, I just want to personally thank you, and on behalf of the council, for your leadership, for your transparency with us, for, you know, working with us as partners in this process. And we hope you stick around. We are indebted to you for the changes that are being made right now. You know, I definitely feel the ship being turned around, and Mary's report is quite good evidence of that, to the extent of, you know, us knowing what's going on, and that, you know, services are being provided at a very high level, and that's great to hear. The scores you achieved with those three positions on the leaderboard, and we're all very proud of that. And it all seems very good. I mean, it's good to be in this position. I don't think I've had this sort of feeling about the SRC or the VR program over the past couple of years. But the changes are fantastic. I just want to ask you, is there anything that you feel we can help you with, or you feel still needs some work up at the Bureau with respect to VR, or is everything functioning on all cylinders and looking good?
This is Carol. I mean, from my perspective, and thank you for the kind words, Phil, the membership of the SRC, the board members, that area is really needing some attention, so that way we can be back in compliance. And those in the state plan work group, we'll talk about this some more, so that would be helpful, as well as maybe a work group for next year on the annual report. So hopefully we can get an earlier shot and start working on it sooner rather than later. That would be helpful. So it's more of those sorts of things. And for the agenda, I thought the budget report was a separate agenda item. I didn't include it in my director's report, but I do have a budget report if people want to hear it.
Sure. Is that the one you provided at the advisory board last week?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think
I'm just used to it, you know, being a separate agenda item, so I just didn't even think about it.
Sure.
So real quick, sorry everyone, we're going over. So for vocational rehab for federal fiscal year 22, this was the year that ended September, or the ended month of September 30 of this year, because we had a carryover year. So we're in the liquidation process of that grant. So our remaining balance for that will potentially may have to give some of it back is $522,421.31. There is approximately $14,079.37 remaining to be liquidated. So that'll leave a rough amount of $508,341.94 for us to return to the federal government. And so a note with that, this money, now that we're fully staffed, we hired four new positions. So that dollar amount for federal fiscal year 23 should be less since we're fully staffed now. So our pre-ed's reserve, the 15% for federal fiscal year 22, we did meet that reserve as a state because it's a state general and blind agency report, because we are in a corrective action plan for that. So yay, we met it for federal fiscal year 22. And now supported employment for federal fiscal year 22, there's two parts, part A, which is adults, and then part B, which is youth. So adults are age 25 and older, and these funds are proportionate. So meaning if you don't spend youth funds, you shouldn't be spending adult. You shouldn't, or you can't be spending adult funds. And so for federal fiscal year 22, we're giving back the whole 45,000, because we did not have any youth to spend these dollars on. And so and you can only spend them on, once you've obtained permanent employment and afterward. So any job training, you know, job prep stuff, none of that can, supported employment funds can be used for that. So they're extremely difficult funds to spend. And in this time period, Besby only had two students who qualified as youth. And with Connecticut extending the end of school age through the end of the school year of a student's 22nd birthday, has even shortened that time period before age 25 to be able to spend the youth funds. So it's just become really, really difficult. And these are funds that we'll talk about with the state plan work group, because we don't have to accept the funds. So now I'm going to move to fiscal year 2023. And so we did qualify for carryover for this year because we're actually in federal fiscal year 24. So our original 23 grant was $3,584,073. We did have a maintenance of effort penalty, and maintenance of effort is what we spent on match 2 years prior. And so that's a dollar for dollar deficit if you don't meet it. So that penalty was $444,034. And so that left our base grant at $3,140,039. We did seek reallotment dollars, which are funds that VR agencies don't spend, that they give back to the federal government, where other states, if they have non-federal funds to use as match, can request those dollars. So it's that fine balance of match versus maintenance of effort and what can be maintained, you know, in the future years. So we requested $750,000. We were granted the full amount of that. So that made our grant for 23 $3,890,039. So of that money, we've just started spending it for a couple months now. So we have $3,339,153.12 remaining. So for that grant, our pre-employment transition services 15% reserve is $583,505.85. And we have remaining of that reserve $554,418.89. And then supported employment for federal fiscal year 23. For adults, we have remaining $2,672. And then for youth, we have $22,156.20. So if we don't spend the youth, we'll have to, those funds that we spent for adult, we'll have to use the VR dollars instead if we can't spend the youth to be proportionate. So we have until September 30th to do that. And then for our BEP program, and this number I think is now 6 or 8 weeks old now, their balance at that time was $2,996,384.19. But I know insurance and other stuff have been paid since then. I just don't have an updated number for that. So that's the VR budget report.
Thank you. With respect to the BEP balance being they have in the bank as much as we spend a year on the whole VR program. What is the need for having that much money in the bank?
So the BEP money, that is unassigned vending machine income. So that's really like the blind operator committee. Like, it's their money to decide with, to do with what they want. And there's only certain things you can spend the money on. And so it's not money that can be spent. It's a restricted fund. So it's not money that can be spent really anywhere else.
All right, we'll bring that up with Tyrell, because I am going to form a work group to just look at the BEP program. So, yeah, it's probably not a question that I should have directed to you, so I apologize for that. Any questions on the budget?
As somebody, this is Brandy, as somebody in the BEP program, I would just like to say that I think you're asking what those funds are used for, and I can attest that those funds are used to maintain and repair a lot of the equipment that are in our 6 over-the-counter sites, as well as other things for us specifically that we need throughout the year to maintain our businesses and help offset
the expenses. Yeah, I know what they're used for. I'm just questioning whether there needs to be $3 million there, and if some of those unassigned vending proceeds go to a couple more vendors to get involved in the program. Well, again, we'll have to bring that up under different circumstances. But thank you, Brandy. Anything else on the budget? All right, so I will just close by saying I'll be in contact with respect to the annual report. I was in contact with Lisa this morning by email, and I'll be mostly probably talking to her and her Carol over the next couple of days to wrap that up and get that out to everyone. I think I mentioned last year, the annual report is something that Brian always did as director, and the VR chairman, SRC chairman, just signed off on it. It really wasn't the best of reports with respect to information that was needed, although in the statutes I looked at, there is no format, but it's told, you know, we're told what has to be included in the report. So Carol came up with, I think, 5 or 6 of the items that need to be included in the report, such as matrices and the measures of the students and the VR program. And there's a lot of information there. I just don't have the capacity to put it together in a cohesive document. So that's what they're helping us do right now. And that will come from the SRC, although it's supposed to be a collaborative report between the SRC and the VR program itself. So we'll hopefully get that done and submitted by the end of next week. It's due by the end of the month. And then again, I just want to thank everyone for the hard work. Real quickly also, I also chair the Stanford AD Advisory Council down here in town, and we had a meeting last month in recognition of International Disability Recognition Day or month, and Anita was there representing the Bureau, the VR program specifically, and I must say, I was impressed so much with how Anita has progressed through her journey as a VR counselor. We were with the mayor in her office, and there were the director of special ed, there was a representative from the ARI, and the way she was able to, you know, really tell about the VR program and services which we provide to students and adults seeking employment was just so comprehensive, and I was very proud of you, Anita. Great job. And with that said, are there any questions, good and welfare, comments, concerns, items that we should have covered, or any other comments? I know we've gone over time.
That was great. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look forward to an email from me with some workgroup assignments, and then we'll start kicking it hard in 2024, although we are already in the fiscal year. But thank you, everyone, for all your help, your cooperation, for being here today. And we'll step it up a notch together. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, happy holidays.
Bye, happy holidays.
We need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I'll make the motion.
Okay, Bill made the motion. Scott, you want to second it?
Sure. I'll second.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 There we go. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carried. We are done. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
You all. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye. Thanks, Scott.